hope you're having a great Tuesday. I know I am enjoying the day so far. Before we get into today's show, I want to kind of review last week's show. Last week, I had Matt Hoekstra in the office with me, and we talked a lot about, you know, how retirees can kind of cope with this COVID era that we're in. And two big points that we brought up was the first one is turn off the news. Too many times the news tends to portray negativity and how that can really cause more anxiety in your life and really try to shut that off. And secondly, we talked about, Matt specifically brought up having a plan for your money and a purpose for your life and really how retirees need to do both of those. And really one without the other really doesn't do you any good. So really having a plan for your money and a purpose for your life. So this week, actually, Matt did a good enough job last week. I decided we'd have him back on again today. So Matt, welcome to the studio here again.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. This show, we're going to be talking about work. Next Monday will be the first Monday of September, of course, which means we're going to celebrate Labor Day, which, you know, in my family typically looks like let's head up to the cabin. It kind of marks the end of summer. We're going back to school. The kids are kind of sad about that, but yet excited. I'm sure it's the same for many families. We're able to grill out and hang out and have a day off work. Matt, we were talking before the show, you know, Labor Day is about a little bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, We kind of looked at a little bit of the meaning of it and when it started, and it, you know, really started in the late 1800s and started out as just a national tribute to the contributions that laborers and workers have made to the prosperity and well-being of our country.
Yeah, it really is about, I mean, like celebrating, you know, better labor conditions and kind of came out of that industrial revolution time. And I think the achievement piece is where, you know, when I think about this show and I think about the people we work with, you're probably thinking, well, Ben, this show's about retirees. And what does this have to do with me as a retiree? Well, I think one of the things that we see and now working with thousands of retirees all across the nation is that retirees many times actually tend to miss work more than they thought they would. And many times, I don't think we appreciate the positive aspects of work. So, you know, coming into this Labor Day, we thought we'd highlight really some of the positive aspects of work. And maybe it's some of the things that we see retirees miss. So, Matt, start us off there. I mean, how are people in retirement, what's changing in their life as far as their roles?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that they get to their retirement age and there's probably certain aspects of their job that they want to retire from, just things that they don't like to do or stress. But I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, again, what we talked about was achievement. People spend their whole working careers achieving something, and that achievement might be building a business, it might be growing a crop, it might be providing for your family, but you're achieving something. And you know, when you quit working, you really just have to make sure that you have the ability to achieve something yet in retirement. And that's going to look way different, more than likely, than when you were at your career. But there's still that achievement piece that I think needs to be touched on.
Yeah, and we're created to add value, right? I mean, God made us to want to use our talents to solve problems. I think that's maybe the second piece of this that I've seen retirees miss is, you know, this achievement thing is first, and that's very noticeable if they don't replace it with something. The second one is really how people miss using their talents, their abilities, and their skills to solve problems for people. I think I'm surprised how many people say, you know, I miss using that in while I'm in retirement. Talk about that, Matt.
Yeah. You know, and maybe just talking about an easy way to talk about that would be to see how we've seen people succeed or fail in that. And I've got, you know, one of my clients again is 70 years old and worked a job his whole life and actually got out and started a business. And so, you know, you really wouldn't think that starting a business at 70 would be what you would want to do, but it allows him to work towards achievement. It allows him to impact other people and, you know,
use his talents
and use the talents that he honed in on his whole life. And it's really awesome to be able to see him follow a dream and do something that he really wants to. And, you know, he's achieving his goals. And so it's awesome to see.
Isn't that fun to watch? And I think that's my favorite part of my job too, is watching some of these clients just really thrive in retirement. Another thing we see retirees miss or kind of notice that work gave them was a schedule. We liken this to guardrails. It's kind of like if you're on a windy mountain road, and those guardrails are there to kind of hold you in line and to kind of give you a schedule. You know, when we get up, maybe talk about that a little bit. Have you seen clients struggle with that?
Yeah, well, I think it was a joint meeting that you and I were in a couple of years ago, and our client was telling us about, you know, he retired, but his wife was still working 3 days a week. And for him, the days that he would wake up and drive her to work were the days that he felt like he had the most direction and purpose, because he still had to get up. And he said, you know, the Tuesday and Thursday was really difficult because he could sleep in and he wasn't motivated to get out of bed. And it just kind of turned into a throwaway day.
Throwaway day. I remember that term.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. So that, I think that just kind of highlights that schedules are important as well.
Yeah. I think this, another thing I think that retirees miss from work is having work sometimes allows us to rest better. I noticed that in my own life on Saturdays when I accomplish something, or again, we're talking about accomplishment, and here we are on Labor Day, we're coming up to Labor Day looking at achievement and accomplishment, but I think we talk about true rest. Maybe explain that too.
Yeah, well, I think the true rest piece comes from, if you're not really accomplishing things, or you're not doing anything, or you're not working hard, the rest seems to be less satisfying.
Yeah, it's empty.
Yeah.
Empty rest. And it's like when you're able to sleep really well at night, a nap isn't quite as enjoyable, right? So I really think that that's something that when we don't have that, retirees tend to miss. Last thing, and this is a huge one, is just community. Our work gives us community with coworkers and allows us to be part of a club. Matt, have you seen that with retirees maybe missing that?
Yeah. And I mean, it's been, you know, exacerbated now with COVID, because not only are people maybe not able to work, but you're seeing this isolation set in, and you can see it on a grander scale that, you know, not only are they missing out on that community, but now they're missing out on their friends or grandkids or kids. And it's just, it's even worse. And we're not made to be isolated.
Yeah, we're created to be in community. And I think that's a key component of work. And one of the things that retirees kind of almost miss, that they don't even realize how much they miss that. And I know in my own work here, when we went to back to in-person meetings here, man, I enjoy my job a lot more because I'm sitting, you know, kneecap to kneecap with clients, and we're going through their stuff and building relationships. And I know you enjoy that too. So Matt, how do we wrap this up? I mean, for Labor Day, how does a retiree look at Labor Day maybe a little bit different?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to really define what you want to achieve in retirement. Looking at, again, it's going to be much different than what you wanted to achieve with your career, but it's extremely important to have something like that to focus on. I've gotten the comment a number of times, well, there's only so much golf I can play, or there's only so much fishing I can do. And I think that's because there's just that lack of achievement. And I think it's just important. We've said it many times before that it's awesome to have something to retire to, not just retire from.
Perfect. I couldn't agree more. Well, each week we're going to be bringing you different topics on questions retirees have. One new thing we're doing now is if you want to email us a question, go to our website. There's a spot on the website where it says contact, and it'll take you right to an email where you submit a question for us to review, and we'll cover it out here on the air. You can always call us at 320-222-4236. To get either a in-person, no-cost initial meeting, or just to submit that question. All right, from all of us at Taichus Financial Group, we thank you for listening today. Remember, the best way to get a review or a no-cost meeting, call us at 320-222-4236 or go to our website, taichusfinancial.com.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.